In the election night tally, District 19 Republican incumbent Bob Roses trailed his Democrat challenger Pete Peterson by 138 votes. The Muldoon representative then based his hopes for a second term on the early, absentee, and challenged ballots. But yesterday morning, the early votes went against him, running about 60% for Peterson. Roses then waited for the more than 1,000 absentee District 19 ballots to be counted.
This result that we're waiting on right now needs to go pretty much in my favor in order for me to have much of a chance. So we've got a steep hill to climb, but we're still here.
A little after 1 p.m., Republican Roses received those results.
I wouldn't say it's impossible, but highly improbable. There's 106 question ballots and 300 and something absentees left to count. I'm down by 219 votes, something like that. So it'd be pretty steep hill to climb. I'd say not impossible, but very improbable.
The closest of the three Anchorage House races was between Democrat incumbent Bob Book and Republican Bob Lewis in District 27. The Southside District is traditionally a Republican stronghold, and the election night count showed Book with a meager 67-vote lead. Shortly before 5 p.m. at the Division of Elections office, Lewis was handed the absentee tally. He now trailed by 124.
It looks like it's over for me, but, you know, it's not over till it's over, so we just never know what's going to happen. I don't know how many votes are out there yet that are still coming in, and I don't know how many votes we got on the question ballots.
Lewis found little comfort in his strong showing against an incumbent opponent.
Being close in a political race doesn't really count. I don't take that as a compliment. Winning is a compliment.
The Division of Elections Director, Gail Fanumiai, says next Monday the Anchorage office will turn to the questioned and a few remaining absentee ballots. Fanumiai says the final, unofficial results will be announced next Wednesday. In the third close Anchorage House race, Democrat Chris Tuck increased his lead over Republican Ron Jordan from 158 to a more comfortable 225. But Tuck's claim on the district, formerly held by Republican Ralph Samuels, now faces a legal hurdle. Yesterday, the Republican Party filed suit against the Division of Elections and the Democratic Party for allowing Tuck to use a name other than the one found on his birth certificate. During the campaign, the party formally asked the Division of Elections to remove Tuck as a candidate because his legal last name was Mestis, and that in some legal situations, such as in court and with his PFD, Tuck continued to use Mestis. The division rejected the party's charges. Republican Party Chair Randy Riedrich explained his party's basis for its suit against the Division of Elections.
They didn't research his original registration. They looked at his registration and said, well, that inaccuracy matches the inaccuracy on his filing, and therefore he's okay. Two, less than properly done documents. Two wrongs do not make a right. And for that reason, we filed the action against the division for them to go back, straighten up their act.
Division Director Fanumiai said when she considered the original protest, she found no precedent and so followed what seemed to her the most logical course.
Well, I couldn't find anything in election code that would say to the contrary. He registered to vote. He filled out a voter registration form properly. He is registered voter in the state of Alaska by the name of Chris Tuck. And based on that information, that was how I based my ruling.
Tuck says that his biological father abandoned the family before he was born. And since he was a small boy growing up in Anchorage, he's used his stepfather's name. It's the name he used during his schooling, as an electrician, as a voter, as a school board member, and as a legislative candidate. In essence, he says, it's the name people, including the voters, know him by. Tuck himself is not included in the lawsuit. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.